All but around 2.5% of school budgets that stayed within the state's property tax cap were approved in this week's vote. That's according to the New York State School Boards Association. The school board's Dave Albert says the tax cap enacted by the governor and legislature and put in place 3 years ago has played a role, but it's not the only factor. He says state aid to schools, which dipped during the recession, has increased, with an additional $1.3 billion awarded to districts by the legislature this year.
If the legislature were to continue to provide significant state aid increases, we wouldn't need a tax cap.
Only 18 of the state's over 700 school districts proposed budgets that exceeded the 2% per year tax cap. Just over half of those spending plans failed. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.